Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
646, 14 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thursday morning, January 20th. Windy, colder today. The temperature we've reached is going to be the highest temperature that we're going to have today. As it is right now, temperatures will be falling throughout today. 48. For the new high, if you want to look at it that way, I guess. Lows of 30, 34 tonight, then not as wet as they thought it would be tomorrow. Highs of 39 and then 48 and 49 for Saturday and Sunday. Mike Strain joins us right now, our friend, our guest, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I hope you're getting ready for a little frost on a crawfish because it's coming.
Speaking of which, does that have any effect on the crawfish or not?
Yes, it does. When it cools down, the crawfish don't feed. And so what happens is that you don't catch as many in the trap. So we will have a few slow days on catching the crawfish, and they won't grow. So it'll kind of push them back maybe by a week or so. But as soon as it warms up, they'll be back in action. The good news is that it's going to go down, but it's going to warm back up every day. So that's the good news. So I don't think it's going to have a tremendous impact. We're still very early in the season, so I think that's we're gonna be okay, as long as we get out and we don't have that 18, 19, 20 degree where it doesn't warm up to get up into the high 30s. That would have a much more negative impact on the crawfish.
So let me talk to the crawfish, Mike. Y'all rest up, get good and hungry, and then get nice and big and fat because we can't wait
nice.
To eat you.
No. They are nice. I went out last week at the Crawfish Haven in Kaplan and got on a crawfish boat, went out harvesting crawfish, and they are really, really, really nice. Now, of course, I could have wanted them really, really, really bad. You know how it is when you have, an OMV, or you really want those crawfish, right? We're going to have a great – and it's a tremendous industry for us. And it's over $250 million now. That's how big the crawfish industry is here
in
Louisiana.
Huge.
And it's aquaculture. It's farmed. And then about 10% of the crawfish come out of the basin. They come from the swamps, and so it's a tremendous industry.
Hey, let me get to a listener question here because I like to get the audience involved. Can you please ask Mike about the medical marijuana situation? It doesn't seem like they have nearly enough product to keep up with the medical demand, and the prices are outrageous. It's $18 to $25 a gram in the pharmacy, and you can get it cheaper than that on the street. Your thoughts, Mike?
Well, in the first week, there was 150 pounds that was cleared to go to sale. The second week, 300 pounds. In the third week, we've cleared about 151 pounds. Both companies are in the process of expanding their growth facilities. Now, there is no price regulation at all. And so I can't tell you what the process, in other words, the companies that grow it, what they sell it for, because, again, that is not, quote, public information. It's private treaty. And then the pharmacies, they basically, it's like any other product as far as the price. So there are no price controls. But I will tell you, both companies are markedly increasing capacity. And if you saw the news yesterday that the LSU team, which is Good Day Farms, out of the Ruston facility, what they're doing, they're expected to be where they can produce 3,000 pounds per month. And so if you look at what the 300 pounds, that is about 4,500, 2.5 gram units. And so they are ramping up production. They are getting in additional equipment. And I think what happened initially is that there were a lot of people that were waiting for that particular product and specifically. And so when it hit the shelves, and it was only about 150 pounds that were there, so they bought it all up. So I think, you know, in the next few weeks, I think that'll level off. But it's going to be supply and demand. Remember, the demand is both by the, you know, the patient, what the patient wants, but also it is based on the number of recommendations by a physician. You just can't go and buy it. But what we're doing, we're testing everything that is available. You know, so for instance, we fly a team up to Ruston every Thursday, and we went earlier this week because of the bad weather. We pick up all the samples there, and then on Mondays we pick up the samples from the two Baton Rouge facilities, LSU and Southern, as well. And all that is tested and reported out by Friday. So we pick up everything, we test everything, and all that is cleared to go, you know, that is past testing, then that is on the shelves. And so it's a growth cycle, and they harvest basically batches, and most of the batches are every 2 weeks, but we are getting new product every week. And so they're, in addition to just the raw product, and I think that's what they're looking at, the flower, they are also making the chewables, the meter dose inhalers, the tinctures, the lotion. So there are many different products as well. And it really is probably going to take a few months before you actually know what the real demand is going to be in supply and demand. The supply chain levels out.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about arthritis relief for cats. And I got a dog that suffers. I got to give the dog anti-inflammatories every day. So we all love our pets. I also want to talk about bird flu. Talking to Mike Strain, Louisiana Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 652, 8 till 7, traffic now on WWL. 657, I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Strain as we do every Thursday morning, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, I mentioned Betsy the Boxer got some kind of pinched nerve or arthritis or something. I got to give her an anti-inflammatory twice a day, and nobody wants to see their pets in pain. And there's some movement, I guess, as it relates to osteoarthritis in cats.
Yes, there's a product that has just been cleared by the Food and Drug Administration by Zoetis. It's called Solensia. And what it is, it's a very novel approach. It's using a monoclonal antibody. So the antibody binds to what's called nerve growth factor. And the bottom line is that the brain doesn't know that there's pain. You know, you're very limited in what you can treat cats with for osteoarthritis. They're very sensitive. But I heard you talking yesterday about the use of opioids, and you know, you had a, you know, orthopedic surgeon on there, and think about where science is going. If we can begin treating pain, especially we can get this into the human world with monoclonal antibodies, and you won't need the opiates. And so it blocks the sensation of pain by the brain. Now you may still need those anti-inflammatories in the appropriate form, so that it stops the continued development of arthritis. Mm-hmm. But the great news is this can bring tremendous relief to cats, and hopefully it will be developed for dogs and then for people. And it's another great tool in the tool chest. What a novel approach. You know, science and innovation is moving so rapidly. Think about what this could do, you know, it's a game changer. That's right. It is a game changer. We're seeing more and more of these innovations.
Before we run out of time, how quickly would that move from – yeah, I don't know anything. You're a veterinarian. The research where it would transfer over from cats and then the chain up to humans.
That could be quite a while to get to human beings. The fortunate thing about veterinary medicine, we often have drugs, techniques, technology many years before it reaches the human market. But we will have this available for cats by veterinarians in the second half of 2022. So that's great
awesome
news.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. Stay safe, all right?
Stay safe. Stay warm.
You too, sir. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, where we talk to Sean Wilson.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.